We're continuing to tell the story of farms and farmsteads, homesteads all across the state of Wisconsin, celebrating 100 years in the same family or 150 years. And joining us with another story is Josh Cones. He's in Monroe County, where he is currently farming land that stretches back to the early 1900s within his family. Tell me a little bit about the farming operation as it started, Josh.
Back in 1917, I don't know how it got started back then, to tell you the truth. I don't know, they raised corn, I know that. My uncle picked corn by hand with a Huskin glove and a wagon behind him.
Sure, yep.
But I don't know much more history about that.
How many acres was it initially?
160, it's always been 160.
You know, and back in 1917, that's a pretty good-sized farm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 440s. I mean, back then, I probably wasn't worth much, really.
Tell me a little bit about what you know about the farm. You said it's always been in the family, but a lot of different family members have helped to run it at any given time.
Right. Yeah, like I said, my great-uncle purchased it first. And according to the abstract, he probably only had a 40 first, it looks like. And then he must have got the other 340s. It's kind of hard to read that abstract. And then my grandpa got it when he died. My great-grandma and my grandpa got it when he died. And then my grandpa bought it all in probably the 40s, I would think. And like I say, they fed beef on it and raised crops. I don't know which ones, mostly corn, I would think.
Sure.
Maybe hay. And he must have died in 65. And then my uncle, he ran it. Ran beef and pastured it. I think the land was set aside for a lot of years then. Mm-hmm. And then my grandma died in 85, and my dad got it. He worked at GM, so there wasn't much farming going on there. Mostly rented out the cropland. I acquired it in 2006, and 2017, I put some beef cattle on it, fenced in 80 acres and put some beef cattle on it, and now I'm trying to get I did rent the land, but I'm trying to farm the land now myself.
Sure, sure. So what kind of buildings did it start out with? Did it ever have much for a barn or that, Josh?
No, there was just, wasn't much there. Or barns or buildings. I built most everything since I've owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the original house my cousins got, that's a 1-acre parcel,
mm-hmm.
The original house. And there was, I don't know, my grandma had chickens and stuff, so there was a coop there and a granary, I think.
Sure.
But not much for regular building. They built there and probably I was thinking it'd probably be around the 40s they built there.
Mm-hmm.
They had another farm not too far away, but they moved there. And that's still actually in our family, too. That must be an over 100-year farm.
Sure, sure.
So
tell me, what do you remember being a kid around all that, Josh?
Well, I remember the fences being in, and I don't know if I remember the cattle being run there. But like I said, my uncle ran it then. And my grandma owned it, and we lived down in Janesville because dad worked at GM. So it wasn't until the fences were pretty rotted, actually, when I started remembering everything and the cattle were gone. I remember the set-aside fields being there and stuff like that. But,
right.
Yeah, I wanted to put it back to where it was at one time, you know.
Sure.
With beef cattle and some farmland.
Sure, sure. So tell me what it looks like today. You said you're the one that's trying to revive it. What have you been doing?
Yeah, I got a loafing shed for the cattle and 80 acres pastured and fenced all off. And I put up a machine shed and I took back the land 2 years ago from a renter and trying to get hay growing out there right now and looking into some irrigation because it's pretty sandy around there.
Sure, sure. What kind of cattle you got?
I got some Charolais and I got some Angus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the the next generation, anybody that's behind you or in the family, Josh, that's thinking about what they can do or how they will take over?
Well, I ain't thought a lot about that yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it'll go, but I'm sure it'll stay in the family someplace.
Right, right. How big a deal is it for your family to get this honor at State Fair Park?
Oh, I think it's great. Actually, my dad passed away last year, and I wish that I got it done in 17, but when it was actually 100 years, but I didn't get it done, so kind of doing it this year. It's been about a year now since he passed away.
Sure, yeah. Well, and that's kind of why we decided we wanted to try to capture these stories, because you know some of those folks just aren't going to be around for a long time.
Yep.
So what did he ever give you any advice when you were trying to take back the land and get things going again?
Oh, yeah. he knew about everything, yep.
Mm-hmm. Did he get to help you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. He'd help build the buildings and whatever. He'd jump on the tractor. And actually, I had an excavator, and I cleared out a lot of stuff. And he'd jump on the tractor and haul logs or do whatever I wanted him to. Pick up sticks and cleared a lot of it.
Was he happy that you were kind of getting back hands on?
Oh, I think so. Yep.
Because sometimes they want to wave you off, if you know what I mean. Sometimes they
no, nothing like that. No, he was happy.
You know, like you said, a lot of farms have off-farm jobs, especially in lean times, to try to keep it all together. Had he had aspirations of what the farm would become someday?
Oh, I don't know. He probably put thoughts in my head, but he never really told me to do it because it costs,
Sure.
That's a whole lifestyle to do. But no, he never really pushed it, but he told me all the old stories and stuff. And actually, my dad probably lived on the other farm. I think he was there about 18 years, 16, probably 16 years. And once they moved to this one, like I said, wasn't too many years, and then my uncle took it over. So, sure. And then he went to the Army, too. So, my dad went to the Army for 6 years, and then kind of got out of it, I guess, and my uncle took it over. And then when he got it back, he worked at GM, and
mm-hmm.
We mostly came up and planted deer plots, and I did plant the whole field, the probably 20 acres in the corn a couple times when I was probably 16 through 20. Sure. I kept the fields up, and then we rented them out.
Sure.
But no, we always had tractors. He had a beef farm all, and that was his favorite, and kind of older stuff, and we bought that 2510 John Deere, and must have been right around 2000.
Sure, yeah.
And then,
nothing wrong with that. So you said he would tell you stories. What kind of stories do you remember?
Oh, mostly that my Uncle Gene, he could pick corn faster than anybody with a husking glove. I can't remember how many wagons he said he could fill in a day, but picking it by hand, that's pretty good to fill one, I guess, but I think it was more than one.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, and there's people out there that probably can't fathom picking corn by hand, unless it's sweet corn.
That's what they did, the old dump break, thrashing, a lot of stories about thrashing. You'd get to the end of the row and you'd smoke a cigarette or chew tobacco, and then it was done, then you went back to work.
Well, like I said, Josh Cones is along with us. He is one of the honorees that are going to be gathering together at State Fair Park in West Allison. Stories that we'll be sharing with you throughout the calendar year, thanks to our friends at Compeer Financial. Josh, congratulations to you and your family, and let's keep our fingers crossed that the farm stays in the family for another couple generations.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Well, good. Josh Cones along with us in Monroe County, being recognized for the 100 plus years that his farm family has been in operation. These stories from across the state of Wisconsin brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial.